Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour on Motown Memories, we're featuring the Four Tops with lead singer Levi Stubbs. In addition to the Four Tops this half hour, we'll also hear from Stevie Wonder, the Commodores, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, and Jermaine Jackson. That's all this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A boy is born in hot down Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city. Is patience long, but soon it won't happen. To find a job is like a haystack needle, 'cause where he lives they don't use colored people. Living just enough for the situation.
Motown memory from the Commodores. That was Lionel Richie's last song with the Commodores, and it was called Oh No, reaching number 4 from 1981. Before that, Stevie Wonder, Living for the City, number 8 from 1973, and we started with the Four Tops, featuring lead singer Levi Stubbs, Baby I Need Your Loving, their first top 40 song reaching number 11 from 1964. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring the Four Tops with lead singer Levi Stubbs. Well, coming up, the first of two Four Tops singles that reached number one on the U.S. Billboard charts. Well, the Four Tops performed and recorded together for more than 40 years without any change in the original lineup. No other group with a number one single can make that boast. Well, the first chart topper, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, coming up in a moment, was written by the great writing team of Eddie Holland, Lamont Doggia, and Brian Holland, while that trio was in the middle of an unprecedented streak with the Supremes. And this was the first Motown single to succeed another Motown 45 at number one. The song that was number one before this was Back in My Arms Again by the Supremes. Well, lead vocalist Levi Stubbs recorded I Can't Help Myself and was unhappy with the results after a couple of takes, but producer Brian Holland insisted it was perfect. Levi was promised he could try again the next day, but there was no recording session the next day. I Can't Help Myself was released just as Brian heard it after the second take. Well, here is Levi Stubbs, featured in I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
That certain kind of love that moves all time.
artists are here with Motown, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You know, when you're in love and your lover leaves you and you got nobody, a lonely house, I'm over you. Shit, what did you think? You say, distant. Yeah.
Motown Memory from Marvin Gaye, a live recording of Distant Lover that reached number 28 from 1974. And by the way, the studio version of that song was the B-side or the flip side of Marvin's great song, Come Get to This. Before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes with In and Out of Love, reaching number 9 from 1967. And we started with the Four Tops, their first of two number one songs. I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, reaching number 1 from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature for this entire hour songs from the Four Tops featuring lead singer Levi Stubbs. Well, Levi Stubbs was born Levi Stubbles on June 6, 1936, and he died on October 17, 2008. Well, Levi began his professional singing career with friends Abdul Duke Fakir, Ronaldo Obi Benson, and Loris Payton, and they formed a singing group called the Four Ames in 1954. Well, 2 years later, after being signed with Chess Records, the group changed their name to the Four Tops. This was to avoid confusion with the then-popular Ames Brothers. Well, the group began as a supper club act before finally signing to Motown Records in 1963. By the end of the decade, the Four Tops had over a dozen hits to their name. Although Stubbs was a natural baritone, most of the Four Tops' hits were written in a tenor range to give the lead vocals a sense of urgency. The Four Tops were elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990 and have sold over 50 million records worldwide. Well, here are the Four Tops, Bernadette, right here on Motown.
Patiently, yeah, yeah. Daddy.
Jermaine Jackson, one of the Jackson 5, but he was on his own with this song reaching number 9 from 1973 called Daddy's Home, and it was Jermaine's only hit in the 1970s. And we started with the Four Tops with Bernadette, number 4 from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories, and this is Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour, we're featuring Four Tops songs with lead singer Levi Stubbs. Well, coming up, more of the same, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.